Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, Avodah Zarah 13a, pagination is 25. We're familiar with the distance that we have to keep from Avodah Zarah, from idol worship. And in that vein, we have a statement here in the Gemara that starts on the third line. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says, Yom Sha'avodas Kochavim, Manachas lo asameches. The protocol was that the day that in the name of the idol they would forgive the tax that went to the idol, machrizim v'omrim, they would announce as follows. Ko mi shenotala Torah, anybody who puts on this crown, he'll take the crown, v'yaneach b'rosho v'rosh chamoro, and he'll put it on his head and on the head of his donkey, l'chvod avodas kochavim, as an honor to the idol. So it becomes a festive day and you're participating, everybody's doing this, a crown of flowers, for example, very festive situation, yaneach lo esamechas, then they will forgive the tax, v'imlav al yaneach lo esamechas, and if he's not willing to put the crown on, then he's not going to get the tax forgiven. Yehudi shenimtza shom ayase. What should the Jew who finds himself in this bind, what should he do? Yaniach, if he puts it on his head, nimtza nene, he's benefiting from this idol worship situation, because his tax is being forgiven. So Tosfos asks, his tax is being forgiven, what kind of benefit is that? He's just keeping his own money. So Rashi words it on the fourth line, by putting the crown on, he's benefiting from the scent of the crown, the grasses or spices, and he's getting benefit by participating. Lo yaniach, the alternative, is not to put the crown on. Nimtza mahane, he's going to be causing benefit to the idol because he's going to have to pay the tax, which he really doesn't want to have to do, not just from a taxation point of view, but from contributing to the idol worship. Mikan omru, from here we say, hanose v'nosein bashuk shalovet kochavim. If a person does business in the marketplace of Avodas Kochavim, where they're really involved in the idol worship, then the result of such transactions is you're going to lose them. If they're fruit, they're going to have to rot. If they're vessels, they're going to have to be discarded, etc. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem Tes Sif Gimel, we're told that if indeed it's dealing with a tagar, a merchant, who's going to pay the tax, as opposed to a private homeowner, so the merchant, also mipnei shu nosen mechas v'hamechas le'elilim, he's going to pay the tax, and the tax is going to the idols, and therefore it's going to be a forbidden type of transaction, and a person would have to avoid this. In Sifdalid, im amechas hu lakohanim, if the tax is going to the priests of the idol, va'ochlim v'shosim, and that's how they support themselves, food and drink, but they don't buy anything to service the idol from this money, mutter, then this taxation does not restrict us, because that money is going to people. It's not going to an Avodah Zarah as an act of worship or supporting the worship. Says the Ramah, Ustam yirid bizman hazeh mutter. A common day of the market in our time is permitted. Destam alav la avodas kochavim hu. Because the assumption is that it's not for idol worship. We don't have this dominating mood of idol worship in our cultures, if there is idol worship to begin with, and secondly, it doesn't dominate. We had in yesterday's session, they had idols all over. You have to be careful where you bend down to tie your shoe type of thing. And therefore, we're basically appreciating how serious it would be to live in the times of idol worship, but the actual practical applications are limited. On Amud Beis, towards the bottom, we find a Mishnah, Elu Devarim Asurim Limkar La'oved Kochavim, that there are specific things that are forbidden to sell for the idol worship, that these are items that the expectation is that they're going to be using them for the idol worship. In the words of Rashi, L'tzorech Avodas Kochavim Kabo'ilah. The reason they're pursuing it as a transaction is because they want it for the idol worship, and such a thing would indeed be restricted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.